It's the afternoon of iconic television shows, I believe. Mr. Burns, a post-electric play. And as I said earlier, it's not exactly Oklahoma you'll be seeing when you go to, what is it, the Theater Wit on Belmont Street. But let me begin here as I introduce our guest, and that is the director of the show, Jeremy Welcher. Hi, Jeremy.
Hey, how are you doing?
So people are not competent. Can I just say that? People are not competent.
Yeah, that line has a whole new impact now that it didn't the first time we did the show.
Exactly. So let's back up 20 steps and then people will get what we're saying. This show was originally done, what was it, about 5 or 6 years ago?
In 2015, 6 years ago.
Yeah. And the reviews were good and all that. Why relaunch the show, Mr. Burns, a post-electric play, right now?
Well, so, I mean, that's always a good question to ask when a show comes back, right? Is, you know, what's new about seeing it now? Why would you want to do the show again? Plays are hard. You have to, if you're going to produce it again, you have to figure out why and what you want to do with it. And I became obsessed with this play during the last 18 months because, for those who haven't seen it, the play is about what happens when a pandemic sweeps through the world, killing off large percentages of the population, and then nuclear plants start melting down because nobody can maintain them. And it was quite an apocalyptic vision. And in the course of the show, over the 87 years, the Simpsons becomes the kind of dominant cultural force. The story of this of the Simpsons, in particular in this show, the very famous Cape Fear episode from season 5, episode 2, kind of starts as just a story around a campfire and then turns into an entire religious opera that helps address the question of what do people need from stories? What do we need from stories? So this I thought about quite a bit. Obviously, as all the theaters were dark and we all had to think about what was happening, I was thinking, what do we want from plays now? What will plays have to do when they come back? They have to speak to our current situation, but they, you know, but they also have to kind of remind us what being at the theater is and is for. And this kind of, so the story really now is turned into this kind of story of redemption under tremendous hardship for these people. I mean, these people's lives are obviously much harder than ours are. But, you know, the power of this story and the power of storytelling and of kind of sharing these communal experiences is what the show is about, right? The story is this whole character, and it has this arc where at the end of it, it emerges triumphant as the answer to our cultural needs.
So,
and as I said, yeah.
No, that's okay. Go ahead. I didn't mean to interrupt.
Oh, and as I sat at home for 18 months, I was thinking to myself, you know, storytelling and artists are saving us. Like, that is the thing that is keeping us all from going insane. We've got, you know, television and movies and books and music and finding ways to kind of use those things to kind of reconnect with ourselves was so important for people. And that's really what the Mr. Burns is about.
Well, shame on you. You didn't mention radio, but I know you would have had you thought of it.
I would have.
Of course. All right. So why The Simpsons? So I don't know if you heard, but earlier, the interview just before you, we spoke with Keith Thibodeau, the only surviving member of the I Love Lucy cast, and I Love Lucy is celebrating its 70th anniversary coming up next week. Why not I Love Lucy? Why not Seinfeld? Why did you choose The Simpsons?
So when Anne Washburn, the playwright, started work on this project, she didn't pick The Simpsons.
Really?
She was working with a group of actors at a company called The Civilians, and she wanted to find out what it would be like if, like, pop culture, you had to recreate pop culture and what would happen if you kind of pushed it into the future. So she started with these exercises where they were just supposed to pick a TV show and try to remember the plot and the jokes, right? Try to just recreate it so she could capture some of that dialogue and that searching for, you know, to uncover, to archaeologically unearth an episode from our memory. And the episode this group of people happened to pick was the Simpsons episode, which on the one hand seems incredibly lucky because the Simpsons episode turns out to be hugely resonant, but also maybe is not so accidental because the Simpsons, of course, has been around for 33 years. It's a huge part of people's kind of background and past, and I think is one of those pieces of pop culture that will inevitably survive in some fashion. My understanding is you are also a big fan.
I am.
I think you wrote a book about The Simpsons. So,
I did. So let me – hold on. Stop there because I have to explain that to folks. So since you mentioned it, and I checked this morning. I hadn't thought about this in years. I checked. I went to Amazon, and one of the books – I think I wrote three – but one of them is still available. They're just little books, and it was early on in the Simpsons run. It was about 1,000 years ago, I believe, and I did write these little books about the Simpsons. I'm told you're also a Simpsons fan. What is it about the Simpsons that you think resonates not only for this show, but will resonate from based on what you just said for a very long time to come?
I think it's a question of how The Simpsons transformed our understanding of like what popular entertainment was. When The Simpsons started, I recall everyone was in an absolute tizzy over the horrible destruction of the American family and you know the crassness of the episodes and that this was a disaster and that all the kids who were imitating Bart Simpson will drop out of school. There was this whole thing that happened when the show launched. I mean, there were congressional hearings on it.
it's hard to believe now, right?
That. It was completely hard to believe now, but in fact, what that proved is that not only you know, did The Simpsons not do those things, obviously, but it did kind of reset or expand our window about what we could ask of kind of light popular entertainment, because The Simpsons is ultimately a show of kind of reflecting the culture back at itself, and The Simpsons does that so effectively that it has survived for 33 years. That's a generation and a half of cultural commentary that has remained relevant. The Simpsons just did its job incredibly well and kind of, I think, changed people's understanding of that pop culture was not specifically just light entertainment. The things that survive, which I would argue would also include I Love Lucy, have something to say that is kind of, you know, that straddles the culture, that says this is who we are at this period. And it talks about it in a true way, even if it does it in a light and fun way. And, you know, I Love Lucy had a tremendous amount of stuff to say about, like, you know, women's emerging understanding of themselves in the workforce and trying to kind of understand their new place in the world. And this was all kind of, you know, prototypical at the time as they built this show. And yet that is why that show still airs on at late at night. I mean, it's still there. So, you know, pop culture really can reflect the culture back at itself so it can see itself. And if it does so in a fun way, you know, it's golden, but it's very hard to do, obviously.
So, Jeremy, you are about to ask me if you could describe the show Mr. Burns, a post-electric play at Theater Wit in one word. What would that be? And I say adaptation. What do you say?
I say redemption. It is about how the story adapts, right, over time to meet the needs of these people. It starts with just trying to, like, give them a little respite from their panic as they're running around the countryside without homes, to a way for them to eat, to a way for them to see how do we go on when things are so hard? How do we live? How do we live well? What is the measure of living well? So as they adapt the story for their own purposes, the story itself transforms obviously quite a bit. So the story at the end of Act 3 is nothing like it was at the original Simpsons or even at the beginning of Act 1. And the point of this is that stories redeem us. They can save us. We're a race of people who love stories. That our species loves telling stories, seeing themselves in stories, finding stories, and this is how we heal, is by telling stories.
All right.
It's the basis of every religion. It's the basis of everything.
Yeah, indeed. The show again, Mr. Burns, a post-electric play at Theater Wit, theaterwit.org, theater with an E-R. They're not that fancy. Theaterwit.org to learn more. Thank you so much, Jeremy.
Thank you. A pleasure. You take care.